Sai Ram, dear listeners, till now you have heard the afternoon satsang by brothers Prem and Arvind, and it's now time for us to go to the next segment of this Thursday Live, and that is the Radio Sai Veda Jignasa program. And to bring to you this program is Team Radio Sai, Ganesh, and along with me is Brother Bhargav.
Sir, I'm Ganesh.
So at the outset, all of us would collectively offer our humble pranams at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet, and with a humble prayer that every thought, word and deed is His inspiration. With those few words, we shall start today's episode with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantram.
Om Gananaan Tva Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrunvan Notibhissidasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vajebhir Vajinivati Dhinama Vitriyavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.
So Bhargav, continuing our journey of the blossoming of the intellect.
Yes.
We are almost entering into the last phases of the completion of Medha Suktam. So, today's episode would be a very interesting one.
Yes.
Because we would be dealing with different aspects or different facets of Mother. And then how she provides energy, she provides nourishment, and she is a sign of all auspiciousness, and how she is the only one who is sought after.
Yeah,
the final. Or she is the goal of everything we do.
Yes. And how all these aspects of Mother are so beautifully reflected in our Bhagwan. In many of the incidents, we'll just try to see. It'll be very exciting to go through it. So I think we'll just take the line which we are supposed to chant today, those two lines, and then we'll go ahead.
Amam medha surabhir vishwarupa hiranyavarna jagati jagamya urjasvati payasa pinvamana samam medha supratika jushantam.
So just taking the cue from where we left last time, I think we had just finished Jagati. Jagati is the one who is all-pervading, the one who is everywhere. And just to start with, Ganesh, I think we found a beautiful excerpt from the Sanatan Sarathi of 1961 October, where actually Swami tells the devotees how to pray. I'll just read it out so that we'll all get a glimpse of what actually the prayer should be.
Sure.
It goes like, one evening, some years ago, Baba was sitting in the sands of Chitravati with devotees around him. He spoke of prayer and how we should put our case before the Lord. He said, pray in this manner. O Mother, we all dwell in your womb. The mother bears all the pain that the infant in the womb gives her. She does not wish ill at all. She wants the infant should be strong and healthy. So, too bear with us. We may cause you pain by our wrongs, our errors, our want of care. In many births, we have so much of ill that we are now in the coils of karma. Pardon us. Wish us well. As Durga, keep us safe. As Saraswati, teach us how to reach the goal. As Annapurna, feed us with good food for this body, mind and spirit. Give us the eyes to see you as the Shakti that fills all things in all places. So the last line is, give us the eyes to see you as the Shakti that fills all things in all places. So, Jagati is the one who is all pervading,
all pervading.
He is everywhere. So, this is the prayer which Swami had given all of us to pray to her, pray to him about how we should approach God when we pray. So beautiful. So, with this, let us start. So, the next one is Jagamya. And Jagamya is again, as you just mentioned in introduction, the one who is the final refuge,
the final destination,
the one which is sought after for everything actually. So for this also, there are some sweet experiences which we have. I think one of them is again, Kasturi Garu's experience where there is, in one of the Sanatan Sarathis, I think 1960, I think, Dasara edition, he puts, like at the cover page, you know, we have Sanatan Sarathi cover page, we have Swami's photo. So he had put a photo of Durga Mata and Mother and Swami, and then he had put his, he had captioned it as Mother Durga and Satyasai Mata. And he showed it to Swami, and Swami said, and say, Swami saw the cover page and said, no, remove the Sai, make it Satya Mata. Then he was a little surprised, and when he wanted the answer, Swami told him that only this, showing his form there on the book, Swami told, this is only the Satya Mata, everything else is Mithya. So means, the final destination, the final sort, the final thing which you, we all seek, is nothing but Satya Mata, nothing but Swami. So Jagati Jagamya, Jagamya is the one who, whom everyone has, every one of us in our different ways, whatever we seek, finally we go, it goes to him or her, and it gets answered from there. So, so beautiful to remember this when we chant this shloka and in this mantra.
Actually, when you are narrating this, yesterday I was just going through one of the Sankranti discourses of Swami. This was in 2002 when Swami was so emphatically declaring how boys take all the trouble in offering their talents and offering their love during the sports meet time, and they undergo all trials and tribulations in the process of that 1 month period.
Yeah.
And then Swami was so nicely telling that, see, this is just because of the love that is spread amongst all the boys.
Yes.
The unity that is there in all the students, that they are able to present something like this, like a beautiful offering to Swami. And in nowhere else in this world, in any other university, can you see such offering being made to God?
Yes, correct.
And in that fervor, Swami declared, all this is possible because of their effort. But don't forget, this is all because of this soul being. And Swami was pointing to himself, this is the reason why all this is happening.
Yeah.
And it was so like thrilling to see that the source of all the inspiration, the source, the one smile that we sought after.
Yeah.
We'll be waiting for that one glimpse of Swami smiling and clapping and getting up and applauding for each and every act that we perform on that.
Yeah, that's the only
day.
Objective when we do anything. To just get that smile on his face and she says, good boy, you did well, you made me happy. So that is what is the objective of any every student when we perform in sports meet. So yeah, this is so beautiful. And anything else on Jagati Jagamya?
Actually, I'm reminded of a beautiful story of Raganapati. Everybody must be knowing him. He was one of the senior devotees of Swami, who had even written a book on Swami.
Baba Satyasai.
Baba Satyasai. So, a devotee once asked him, how did you come to Swami? How did you know of Swami? And then his parents, his family was a staunch upasakas of Devi. They were going to Kanchi Paramacharya, and this family tradition, which they used to offer, the lineage had to continue, and Raganapati Garu had to marry in order to continue this tradition
of worshipping mother.
Of worshipping mother.
Because I think the tradition said that you need to be a grihastha, to get married. Yeah.
So then, but he had some other plans. He wanted to, he was a well-educated man. But he had some other plans. He wanted to go into the spiritual path, not get married, and spend a saintly life.
Okay.
So that was his idea. And then the parents were very much worried that he was not going into the grihastha ashrama. Then they approached Kanchi Paramacharya, and then he also gave up on him. And he told, don't ask me about this. Go and ask Satya Sai Baba.
Okay.
And these people were taken aback as to who this Satya Sai Baba was. And this was the first time that they were hearing about Satya Sai Baba. And that too from Kanchi Paramacharya. And then with so much of inquisitiveness, all three of them come to Prashanthi Nilayam, Puttaparthi. And then they wait for an interview with Swami. And then Raganapati Garu was, he came to know of Swami, oh, surely this person is going to change my mind. Some magic hypnotism. He is going to do. He is going to do some hypnotism. So I am going to be away from him. So this was the thought that was going on in his mind. And then he keeps away, he keeps himself away. And then during the darshan time, parents plead to Swami, Swami, this is what is happening. And then Swami calls them for an interview. And they couldn't find Raganapati Garu. So Swami calls both of them. And then they put their requisition to Swami.
Oh, because he escapes.
He escapes.
He is scared that by chance Swami calls me inside and he will change my mind.
Yeah. And then parents pray to Swami. And Swami tells a very, very, it's a revealing message to them. That you don't worry about him. He is on the right path. The worship that you have been doing from ages is now complete. Okay. You have done enough of offering to Devi. And that is complete when you have come to me.
Wow.
So all the worship that you have done has reached me.
Okay.
And with that revelation of Swami, these people were convinced that Swami was none other than the mother goddess
herself.
So
means... this was the culmination
of all their sadhana.
Not only their sadhana, the sadhana of all their, means the whole lineage, family. So many generations of offering, of worship and of the sadhana which they have done. Because of that, they had come to Swami and they came to his lotus feet. And I think the story goes that he gives them a darshan of mother also.
Yes.
In that. And then... they come back and they admonish Raganapati Garu, see, you like a foolish brat, you just went off and you missed the darshan of that mother, which we all got. So yeah, fine, that's, so this is again one thing which so emphatically says that Swami is nothing but the Jagamya, the one who is the final refuge, the final destination of every being. So, when we chant this, if you remember, it's such a sweet thing to remember when we chant this line. So then, if you go to the next stanza, it is Urjasvati Payasa Pinvamana. So Urjasvati is again the one who is full of energy, Urja. And second is Payasa Pinvamana. Payasa is actually milk. The one who nourishes the whole universe with his milk. And again, the one who provides nourishment, probably that's a better way of putting it. So Urjasvati is again like something which all of us can relate to Swami so much, because whenever he used to come for darshans during festivals, especially, I remember when we were in hostel, we used to get an announcement where warden sir used to specifically say that when on a festival day like Shivratri or Guru Purnima or Dashara, don't simply go and touch Swami's feet when he's coming for darshan. He was like curious to know what is the reason. Then he told that Swami himself has told that in these days he'll be charged with extra
energy,
so much of extra energy because of the occasion and the time of whatever festival it is. So till he says don't touch his feet. So, seeing this, I remember that like what it gives this word Urjasvati such a beautiful meaning, that Swami exhibits all these qualities, these traits of those, that festival in that day. So, you have anything like that, any such experience?
Actually, when you talk of Guru Purnima and the energy of Swami, I am reminded of this beautiful experience in one of the Guru Purnimas when I was studying in the undergraduate. We were sitting just in the line next to the primary school children, the single line. And then Swami, after his discourse, went inside the interview room. And then after a few moments, he just peeped out of the interview room door. And he pointed out that four boys have to come for prasadam distribution. In those days, prasadam used to come from Swami's interview room. And then, as all of us know, just to wait for Swami's indication, the entire line got up.
And around 15 people.
Yes,
15
we boys. All rushed towards the interview room. More than rushed, I say dashed towards the interview room. Because everybody would wish to step inside. Once at least inside the interview room. And then Swami was inside. One after the other, the boys were going inside and getting the prasadam boxes out. And then it was the turn of me and one more boy who was just next to after me. Both of us stepped inside the interview room. And then Swami was standing. And the last boy was picking the last box and walking outside the interview room. So Swami looked at both of us and told, no, there are no more boxes left to for you to take.
Yeah.
And then we were a bit disappointed, and Swami could make out from our expression that, yes, we were let down.
Mm.
And then we just turned and we were about to go, and Swami suddenly closed the interview room door.
Mm.
And then Swami pointed out to a big basket of foreign chocolates.
Okay.
And Swami told, pick both of those baskets.
Mm.
And then we were like overjoyed. And we didn't know what was coming next. And then I picked the basket.
Mm.
Swami told, come out. So then we walked behind Swami. Rather, when Swami was distributing, we were rubbing shoulders with Swami.
Mm.
And then the distribution went on for 15 to 20 minutes.
Mm.
And we were overjoyed with that beautiful experience.
Mm.
But what happened next was the thing that has to be noted. Immediately after the darshan, I went and just fell flat on my bed in the hostel.
Mm.
And I couldn't get up for a couple of days. And I was running 104 temperature.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect in the morning.
Mm.
Immediately after this experience of rubbing shoulders with Swami and that proximity for that ball of energy, that
and
frame
Guru Purnima
of energy.
Day. On Guru Purnima
on
Day.
On Guru Purnima Day. Warden sir had come rushing to my place, and then he was telling, you were in such a heavy form in the morning and now you are down with fever. And that is what happens when, that is why Swami tells us, don't touch without my permission during festival times.
Ujaswati. Yeah, so beautiful, such a sweet experience. So if you say the next one, payasa pinvamana. So one, the milk which is nourishing and energizing. So I think for that also there is a sweet experience. I think when you tell that, probably I also remember one experience. I think first I think Ravi Kumar's experience is very sweet.
Beautiful. This was once during one of the festivals when our Ravi Kumar sir, he was reading the Periya Puranam, where the story of Tirugyana Sambandhar was being narrated or described.
Mm-hmm.
So, as Tirugyana Sambandhar's father goes into the pond to take a dip, then he is waiting for his father. When he takes a dip, he is worried that why his father is not seen.
Yeah.
Because he goes inside the water. And then he cries out. So, as Mother Parvati and Lord Shiva were passing through that way, they see Tirugyana Sambandhar crying.
The small kid.
Small kid, 1.5 year old kid. Yeah. And then they come down, and mother, in all her compassion, gives him the milk of one bowl of milk.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as his father comes out of the pond and looks at him, there is milk all over his mouth.
Okay.
And then he asks him, "What exactly happened? Why is there milk on your mouth?"
Mm-hmm.
And then he tells in a beautiful poetic form, what exactly happened. When Mother Parvati and Lord Shiva were going, and as I was crying, she came and gave me this milk of jnana to me.
1.5 years.
1.5 years. Mm. And he recites a beautiful poem.
Mm.
And the name says it all, Tirujnana Sambandhar.
Yeah. So this happens, I think, he was reading this, I think, that time Swami comes and he closes the book.
As his father takes a dip.
Mm.
That was the place where he closes the book as he hears the click of Swami's interview room door.
Mm.
So then Swami comes inside, comes straight to him and asks, how many liters of milk do you want? And sir is taken aback as to why Swami was putting that question.
Mm.
Because prior to that, Swami usually introduces his children to all the VIPs.
Mm.
And then he used to specifically point out to sir and ask, do you know this boy?
Mm.
And then when the VIPs used to tell, we do not know, this boy is a lecturer in our college.
Mm.
Swami used to feel very proud. And then after a few days, Swami chided him for having put on weight.
Yeah.
And then he told him, do jogging and become thin.
Mm.
And then probably he thought, when Swami was telling how many liters of milk do you want, he probably wanted to cut down on milk. And as Swami left, he opened the book and then started reading the next part of the story, where all this happens, where mother comes and gives
milk.
Then he realizes that the mother is none other than our Swami himself.
Who nourishes.
And that was what Swami was asking him.
Yeah. Yeah, again, very, very sweet experience just regarding this nourishment. Nourishment, who gives nourishment is nothing but Lord, our Swami only. So, a very sweet experience again in this aspect was... if you know, if you see the places around Parthi, especially on that road which we come to Parthi, the main road which we come to Parthi, and those flowering plants around and the trees around, all that. So this was done by our ex-students. This started in some 10, 12 years back, 2008 or 7, they started doing this planting the trees and all that. So what happens was, what used to happen that time was, they had one bull by name Saishwar. Bull's name was Saishwar. Very, very sincere bull. Very hardworking.
Mm.
So what they will do is, there'll be that the cartman, the bullock cartman, and the bull with a small tanker. And they have planted all these saplings of flowering plants and other small saplings.
Crotons.
No, not only crotons. Good neem trees and other peepal trees and all that. They have planted on the backside of ashram's gate also. Just water them. So this was the job of Saishwar. With the bullock cartman. They used to go, morning they'll start, and then they'll take that full round from what we call that the culvert gate side. Mm. It'll go the full round, water everything and come back. Very sincere, and no throwing tantrums. Very sincere bull. So this has to happen for a long time it used to happen. One such occasion, Swami used to just go out for a small jaunt. So Swami came out, and that day, the Saishwar was busy watering the plants on the backside of ashram, what you call the west gate, the culvert gate. Just outside that, there were some saplings were planted by ex-students. He was, the bullock cart was watering the plants there. So, and then there were a few more alumni who were there, standing there and just probably supervising the thing. And suddenly that moment, there is a heavy downpour. And then everyone run for cover. Because suddenly there's a downpour. And then they go helter-skelter. And then probably a little far from where this bullock cart is there, they find a small tree or something, shed. They just go and take refuge there. Even the cart man, the bullock cart man also is not there. He's also there. So it's only the Saishwar and the tanker behind, all alone, getting drenched in the rain. Mm. That's the scene. And everyone else has just left, deserted and gone. That moment, there's a small slope. From the slope, you can't see what is coming from other side. Mm. So these, the alumni and this cartman see that Swami's car coming up from behind.
Mm.
Behind, and then it comes and sees this Saishwar bullock is standing there all alone, drenched in the rain. And then Swami stops. Swami indicates the driver to stop the car. So the driver stops the car, and Swami lowers the window, and he takes a handful of chocolates, and then he'll be just taking it out. That time the bullock cart man will realize that something is happening. He rushes and comes to Swami. Swami says, "Good boy, very good boy." And says, showing the bullock, showing Saishwar, tells, give it to him. And then gives this handful of chocolates to this cartman and tells, this is for Saishwar. And then goes. So means, that moment, that point where, he wanted to actually show what is his concern, what is his nourishment for a soul who is doing so much work. It's a very, very, Moogajeevi means silent. They don't ask for any reward or
cannot even express.
Express anything. But so silently, every day, day in and day out, the schedule is to follow is just go around and water all the plants. Mm. And you know that this is Swami's Leela. No? At that moment when he wanted to give...
How he responds.
No, not in response. Mischievous response is... Mm. That moment where he wanted to give something special to this bullock made every unwanted people go out.
It's only one to one.
Yes. I think few of our alumni were there. They told the moment they wanted, Swami wanted to give them. I think Swami probably created the rain so that all of us just went off. And then he showered his special grace on this bullock. So it is so special. And I just reminded of this same thing like that is... There's a small story in Shirdi Baba time also that once one donkey comes and stands in front of Shirdi Baba's Dwarka Mai. So then Nanavali is supposed to, they used to call him a quaint fellow, he's little eccentric they used to call him, he was like an avadhut. So he comes and catches the head of donkey and tells, go ask something. So people even won't understand. Then after that, Shirdi Baba explains that what he's trying to tell is that, see, these people, they just do everything with donkey. Donkey doesn't do anything for getting any
benefit
or reward or anything. They just do it as a nature. They don't do it for meva. Mm. Seva is not for meva. Seva
it's
is
not
only
for
seva is only for seva. Meva is sweet. Mm. Seva is only for seva. So for such beings, God only takes care. He is the one who is the one who nourishes all of them. So, probably in this verse, it is not only nourishment of us, nourishment of every being who is there in this whole universe is only Swami.
This is wonderful. So, Ujjaswati payasa pinvamana sama medha supratika jushantam. Means by milk, she gives these nourishing, energizing qualities in the process, endowing me with auspicious signs as well.
So that is the meaning of this. So just going ahead, the next one is, we'll just chant this.
Mayi medham, mayi prajam, mayi agnistejo dadhatu, mayi medham, mayi prajam, mayi indra indriyam dadhatu, mayi medham, mayi prajam, mayi suryo prajo dadhatu.
So if you just see the meaning of this, it says, oh my medha, the medha devi, give this to me and my progeny from Agni, his fiery luster, from Indra, the perfectly working sense organs and work organs, and from the sun, his all-round illuminating quality. So this is what we seek from the Medha Devi for us also and our progeny. So progeny is one thing is our progeny is progeny in a physical sense also, but otherwise also progeny according to Swami is the wisdom which we have. So, give us that wisdom which will be fiery, which will have a fiery luster, means like how we had actually discussed before, the Hiranmaya, Hiranyavarna Medha, means presence of mind. And then, from Indra is the perfect sense organs which work. And then, remember we had discussed the story of Rudrasura. That Indra's power, which actually removes the wheel of Maya from our intellect so that we can have a face-to-face realization of what our true nature is. So that is the second aspect. And again, definitely working of our sense organs and work organs should be perfect so that we can discharge our duties perfectly. Yes. And then, sun is again the all-round illuminating quality, the one which illuminates everything in this whole universe. And then, next one is our Gayatri.
So, Hamsa Hamsaya Vidmahe Paramahamsaya Dhimahi Tanno Hamsa Prachodayat.
So again, when you talk about Hamsa Gayatri, one thing which comes to our mind is, we have read this many times that Hamsa is a bird which they say has got a discrimination of separating milk from water if you mix them together and give it to it. So in the same way, we should also develop such an intellect which can differentiate and remove the unreal from the real and take what is real. And then the next one is to the Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa is the one who has actually realized this and has reached the peak, the acme of that realization. Mm. So we pray to that Hamsa and that the bird Hamsa and the Paramahamsa, so that our intellect also gets that illumination and we also intuitively understand what is the difference between the real and the unreal.
So the journey started from Medha Devi Jushamana Na Aga, and Swami, in between the episode, he tells us that your intelligence or your intellect should be taken a step higher, and Buddhi is the one that you should be blessed with.
Yes.
And it ends with the Hamsa Gayatri, where the discrimination of what is real and what is unreal, that we need to realize. And finally, Swami beautifully tells us that this soham, that Hamsa Gayatri, as Swami beautifully tells, I am that, I am that, I am that. That is the one truth on which we have to keep contemplating on.
Yes.
So maybe directly we will listen to Swami about how we should make this contemplation a regular practice in our life.
The soham.
Because as the Buddhi should lead us to this destination, that we are none other than the
ultimate
divine being itself. So maybe we shall end with this episode with Swami telling us how to contemplate on that divinity.
Yes.
ఈనాటి ధ్యానము కంటే కేవలం సామాన్యమైన పనులు చేసుకోవటం ఒక పెద్ద ధ్యానంగా యోచించవచ్చు. ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ అండర్ టేకింగ్ దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ధ్యాన విత్ ఎ వేవరింగ్ మైండ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ బెటర్ టు అండర్ టేక్ అదర్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ వర్క్. కనుక దీనితో మాత్రం నిరుత్సాహపడనక్కర్లేదు. యూ నీడ్ నాట్ గెట్ డిస్కరేజ్డ్ ఆన్ దిస్ స్కోర్. కనుక ఈ విధమైనటువంటి విషయవాసనలు అందించి ఈ మనసు ఈ విధమైనటువంటి చాంచల్యానికి పూనుకోవటం చేత కొంతకాలము ఈ విషయవాసనలు అందించకుండా దీని ప్రశాంతమైనటువంటి ఆత్మతత్వంలో ప్రవేశింపచేయటానికి కొన్ని విరుద్ధమైన సాధనలు మనం చేయాలి. ది మైండ్ బికమ్స్ ఫికిల్ బికాస్ వీ ఫీడ్ ఇట్ విత్ వరల్డ్లీ టెండెన్సీస్, బట్ if we undertake a different kind of routine, then the mind will get strengthened.
ఇది ఏ విధమైనటువంటి రీతిగా మనం చేయాలి?
What is the method we should adopt?
అనగా మనసునకు తీరికలేని పని మనం అందించినప్పుడు ఈ మనస్సు యొక్క బాధ మనకు ఏమాత్రం ఉండకుండా పోతుంది.
When we give a work which keeps the mind ever busy, then the mind doesn't trouble us.
కొంతమంది మీరు చూచి ఉంటారు, కోతులు పట్టేటువంటి వాడు ఆ కోతకి ఎప్పుడు కూడా ఎక్కటం దిగటం ఈ చంచలత్వం దానికి స్వభావం.
Sometimes people catch hold of monkeys and it is the tendency of the monkey to go up and down the tree, to go down and up the tree.
ఊరికి ఒక దగ్గర కూర్చోబెట్టుకుంటే ఏదో ఒక విధమైనటువంటి దాన్ని కోత చేష్టలంటారు చూడండి, ఆ చేష్టలంతా చేస్తూ కూర్చుంటుంది.
If we keep the monkey at one place, it goes on performing monkey tricks.
అందువల్ల ఒక్కొక్క ఇంటికి తీసుకుని పోయేది, ఒక కర్రను పెట్టేది, ఎక్కరా తిమ్మన్నా దిగరా తిమ్మన్నా అని దానికి ఆట పెట్టిస్తుంటాడు. దీంతో వాడికి ఒక బిచ్చం చేరుతుంటుంది.
Therefore, this beggar takes the monkey to every house and keeps a stick in front of the monkey and says, "Oh, Timanna, oh, monkey, go up the stick and go down the stick."
Ade vidhamgane ee oka mind oka mad monkey.
In the same manner, the mind is a mad monkey.
Ee monkey ni kontha varaku kontha pani teevramaina pani daniki andinchali.
Therefore, this monkey must be entrusted with an absorbing work.
మొట్టమొదటి మనం ధ్యానం కూర్చుంటే ఈ మంకీ మన యొక్క స్వాధీనం కాదు.
ఇఫ్ వీ సిట్ ఇన్ ధ్యాన యాజ్ ది ఫస్ట్ స్టెప్, దెన్ ది మంకీ విల్ నాట్ బి విత్ ఇన్ అవర్ కంట్రోల్.
కనుక మొట్టమొదటి మనం కూర్చొని ఈ మంకీ మైండ్ ను ఒక వాచ్మ్యాన్ పని ఇవ్వాలి, ఇక్కడ పెట్టాలి.
సో వీ మస్ట్ సిట్ ఇన్ ధ్యాన అండ్ వీ మస్ట్ గివ్ ద డ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ ఎ వాచ్మన్ టు ది మంకీ, నేమ్లీ ది మైండ్.
ఎవరు లోపల పోతున్నారు, ఎవరు బయట వస్తున్నారు, ఎవరు లోపల పోతున్నారు, ఎవరు బయటకు వస్తున్నారు. సో లోపల పోతున్నాడు హం, బయట వస్తున్నాడు. కనుక పోయేటువంటి వాడు సో, వచ్చేటువంటి వాడు హం, పోయేటువంటి వాడు సో, వచ్చేటువంటి వాడు హం. ఈ సోహం 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 అనేటువంటి దీనిని పోయేటువంటి వచ్చేటువంటి వాచ్మ్యాన్ పనిపెట్టేటప్పటికి ఆ మనసు పోయేవాడు సో, వచ్చేవాడు హం, పోయేవాడు సో, వచ్చేవాడు హం అని దానిని వాచ్ చేస్తూ వాచ్ చేస్తూ 5 నిమిషాల లోపల మనసు ఒక విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క స్వాధీనానికి వస్తుంది.
ఇఫ్ వీ ఎంట్రస్ట్ ది డ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ ఎ వాచ్మన్ టు ది మైండ్ అండ్ దిస్ మంకీ సిట్స్ దేర్ ఎట్ ది టిప్ ఆఫ్ ది నోస్ అండ్ గోస్ ఆన్ వాచింగ్ ద బ్రెత్ దట్ గోస్ ఇన్ ఇస్ సో అండ్ ది బ్రెత్ దట్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఇస్ హమ్. This process goes on, so hum, and the monkey is kept busy watching this coming in and going out.
ఈ విధంగా చేసిన తర్వాత 5 నిమిషాలు అయిన తర్వాత నీకు ప్రీతి అయినటువంటి ఒక చిత్రాన్ని నీవు ముందు పెట్టుకో.
After 5 minutes, after keeping the mind busy for 5 minutes like this, have a picture which is dear to your heart.
So, with this, we bring the Medha Suktam, the blossoming of the intellect to a close.
Mm.
And so once the intellect or the buddhi is put into practice, how is it that our prayer, how is it that our action become? So maybe the goddess of all action, goddess of how the thought process should continue, from here takes our Shri Suktam.
Shri Suktam, yes.
So Lakshmi Devi, who is the embodiment of all energy, and then the Kriya Shakti. She is the power power behind the Kriya Shakti. And then we shall start discussing about the
Shri
Suktam from the next episode onwards. So with a humble prayer to Swami that every thought, word and deed is his inspiration, we shall conclude this episode with the Shama Prarthana Mantram. And we do request the listeners to write their feedback and share their thoughts with all of us to listener@radiosai.org or WhatsApp it to 9393258258. Your feedback would be very, very valuable for us to make this presentation a complete one.
Yes.
So we shall end with the Kshama Prarthana Mantram.
యదక్షర పద భ్రష్టం మాత్రాహీనం తు యద్ భవేత్ తత్ సర్వం క్షమ్యతాం దేవా నారాయణ నమోస్తుతే. విసర్గ బిందు మాత్రాణి పద పాదాక్షరాణి చ న్యూనాని చాతిరిక్తాని క్షమస్వ సాఈశ్వరా. అపరాధ సహస్రాణి క్రియంతే హర్నిషన్మయా. దాసోయమితి మాం మత్వా క్షమస్వ సాఈశ్వరా. అన్యథా శరణం నాస్తి తుమేవ శరణం మమ. తస్మాత్ కారుణ్య భావేన రక్ష రక్ష సాఈశ్వరా. హరి ఓం తత్ సత్ శ్రీ సాయీశ్వరార్పణమస్తు.
From a few moments from now, you will be listening to the Shri Satya Sai Divya Sandesh Jhari Telugu Live Program. Stay tuned to Asia Stream. Sai Ram and happy listening.